Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ukraine's power grid under attack.
This is about utter devastation.
Radioactive contamination at school.
We do want to hear what's going on because these are our babies.
The president set to tap the oil spigot again.
15 million more barrels in December.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Russia says it's launched new strikes on critical Ukrainian power plants today. Attacks over the past week have triggered massive blackouts, threatening misery for millions this winter. Correspondent Holly Williams is in Kyiv.
Ukraine says 30% of its power stations have been destroyed by Russian strikes in just over a week, causing rolling blackouts. With Ukraine's harsh winter looming, long-term power outages could be devastating for the military, the public, and everyone's morale. And that's probably the whole point. Suicide drones have also pummeled Ukraine's cities this week. Iran denies that it's selling them to Russia for use in Ukraine. The U.S. says Iran is lying.
An Iranian climber who competed in South Korea without her headscarf on gets a hero's welcome home in Tehran. Supporters outside Imam Khomeini Airport recording Elnaz Rakabi's return on cell phones. She apologized in an Instagram post claiming her hijab had accidentally slipped off. We're learning radioactive contamination around a school in suburban St. Louis could be more widespread than previously believed. Correspondent Adriana Diaz checked in with parents.
There is fury in Florissant, Missouri, after Jana Elementary School tested positive for dangerous radioactive contaminants.
We cannot allow our community to be devastated by the poor choices of people in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, the 80s, the 90s.
That's PTA President Ashley Burnoff, who's been fighting for transparency for nearly a decade.
My biggest fear is that our kids are going to end up with illnesses later on in life.
How this is even possible dates back to the 1940s and 50s, when radioactive waste was stored near what's now St. Louis Airport.
The Army Corps of Engineers denied us testing.
Lawyers bringing a class action lawsuit hired their own investigator who did test inside the school building. They found unacceptable levels of radioactive lead inside the kitchen, gym, and ventilation systems. At the playground, lead levels were 22 times higher than normal.
Every year, about 17,000 children wind up in hospitals because of school bus accidents. The biggest risk? The 10 feet that surround a stopped bus. Correspondent Meg Oliver takes us to one district trying to solve the problem.
For driver Brenda Shawshaw in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, student safety is her top concern.
I see people cutting us off. I see people going around the bus, whether the stop sign's out or not.
Nationwide, school buses are passed illegally more than 17 million times a year. Now, 120 buses in Shawshaw's school district are mounted with cameras, recording every violator's license plate. Videos are forwarded to police to issue a $300 fine. For Bethlehem Superintendent Joseph Roy, the beauty of the plan is that the cameras are free.
What do you say to the naysayers who say this is just Big Brother overreaching?
I'm worried about the kids. My job is the kids. Just drive more safely.
Meg Oliver, CBS News, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
You'll be able to keep more money from the IRS next year to make up for rising prices for food and energy. This year, the agency's raising income thresholds for all brackets and increasing the standard deduction for the tax return you'll file in 2024.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
President Biden plans to announce he's releasing more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to keep gas prices in check. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
No president has used America's emergency supply of oil to the extent Joe Biden has. This latest release of 15 million more barrels in December will complete the drawdown from the Strategic Reserve that the president initiated last March. But aides say additional releases are possible this winter, with decisions driven by market forces and global supply.
The national average for a gallon of regular is $3.85 today, down 7 cents from a week ago, but up 18 cents from last month. Former President Trump will be questioned under oath today in a defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. She claims he sexually assaulted her in a dressing room at the Bergdorf Goodman department store in New York City in the 1990s. Newly released police body cam video has created controversy over voting law in Florida. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe reports.
On August 18th, police showed up at the Tampa home of Tony Patterson, a registered sex offender who was told he was under arrest for voter fraud.
What is voter fraud?
Voting when you're not supposed to.
That same day, Ramona Oliver, who served 18 years on a second-degree murder charge, was arrested for voting illegally in 2020, even though she'd received a voter ID card from the state.
I voted, but I ain't commit no fraud.
Patterson, Oliver, and 18 others were accused of violating a 2018 state law that allows most former felons to vote after they complete their sentences, but not those convicted of murder or felony sex offenses, as Patterson and Oliver were. They now face 5 years in prison. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis touted the arrests that same day.
They did not get their rights restored, and yet they went ahead and voted anyways.
Patterson tells a police officer he was misled.
Why would y'all let me vote if I wasn't able to vote?
I'm not sure, buddy.
And that confusion is exactly what voting experts say shouldn't have been allowed in the first place.
Wonder why you get pestered by mosquitoes on a warm summer night, but the person you're with doesn't have to swat away a single one? Researchers at Rockefeller University find people who produce higher levels of carboxylic acid are 100 times more attractive to female Aedes aegypti, the same insects responsible for spreading diseases like dengue and yellow fever. A streamer is on the upswing.
I don't have my powers.
But Netflix does. Thanks to shows like Stranger Things, it's reversed a decline, adding about 223 million viewers in the third quarter, most from outside the U.S. Netflix hopes to attract additional viewers with lower-cost subscriptions next month that include advertising.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
It's a snowy October in parts of the Midwest. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reports.
Here in Chicago, we've experienced the first snow flurries of the season, but over a foot of snow has fallen over parts of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. They've already seen thick snowflakes in Warsaw, Indiana, where Meredith Miller lives.
I was hoping it would hold off until closer, like Thanksgiving, but hey, you know, we've seen snow on Halloween before.
Many Americans are under freeze and frost advisories from the Rockies to the Northeast.
An NBA star remembers a hoops ace imprisoned in Russia. Steph Curry with the shout out during the Warriors' ring ceremony. ceremony on opening night.
Brittany Griner's birthday is today. She's 32 years old. We want to continue to let her name be known. It's been 243 days since she's been wrongfully incarcerated in Russia. We hope that she comes home soon and everybody's doing their part to get her home.
And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, October 19th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, Dee. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.